following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Terry Bradshaw. I've won a lot of games by 1 point, so I know the value of an extra point. My friends at Ferguson are fond of extra points, too. Ferguson's been the leader for plumbing and HVAC supply since 1953, so you always get what you need fast.
Touchdown!
And now when pros order online with Ferguson, you'll get Pro Plus Rewards points. Use these points to get stuff like sports gear, gadgets, and more. Check out Pro Plus at Ferguson.com and tell them Terry sent you.
Like surprises? Not when it comes to keeping your car running. That's why it's no surprise people go to Napa. With more than 400,000 quality parts and the know-how to back them all up, Napa is the difference between getting it right the first time and getting it right eventually.
Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
400,000 quality parts and one catchy song.
Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star, from ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com,
as well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
I just realized you were left-handed.
Barack Obama's left-handed.
That's not going to get you very far with the listeners of this show.
It's the wrong time to
I'm think. Not saying anything from my perspective. I'm just saying I'm pretty sure here in Nebraska that's not going to get you very far. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda, Damon Day, our producer-engineer Jeff Babel. And a full show again today. But Damon, you've got to just be running around the block with your blue flag with the gold stars, rooting for the European Ryder Cup team. And great victory, you communist.
Oh, God. You know what? I actually thought about that on Sunday when I'm a diehard golf fan. And I, you know what? I had the American flag out in the front yard. I was excited. And I was like, you know, and one of my assistants asked me, like, what's the difference between the U.S. basketball team and the U.S. Ryder Cup team? I'm like, I love all these guys on the U.S. golf team. I don't like LeBron James. I was like, I personally cannot get past my – I did not see LeBron James representing the United States. I don't – that does not excite me that LeBron James represents the United States. But Jason Duffner and Zach Johnson and, you know, even for all of Tiger Woods being his issues – but I thought the Ryder Cup was three days of just riveting. I mean, if you're a golf fan, that is the Super Bowl World Series BCS championship game all wrapped into one. And I wish that they would do something for the Olympics like that. Rather than the Olympic tournament being a four round, one guy goes out and plays for his country. Get some four-man teams. Get some six-man teams from some countries.
Like they do. There is a World Golf Championship that hardly anybody pays attention to.
Because it's two guys like
in New Zealand.
Yeah, and you know, usually the two American guys are, you know, unfortunately some mid-level pros. But I mean, can you think of like a six-man team with Tiger and Dustin Johnson, Zach Johnson, you know, Keegan Bradley, Phil? That would just be. Oh, that'd be exciting. But I'm not a power broker. And I know some people are like, golf? Really? I mean, I was in my garage. My kid, Bubba was with me. We were going crazy. And then when we saw that it was going to come down to Stricker, we both kind of sat there. And I was like, oh, brother. And my son's like, oh, brother. And I was like, then I went on to some tirade about how could Davis Love III put Steve Stricker in this situation. And, you know, I mean, a lot of it had to happen for it to be poor Steve Stricker, but, man, alive. Hey. As a media member, as you are an official media member.
Thank you.
Did you watch the press conference afterwards?
I watched. I didn't watch it live. I did watch it on Sunday night, though, when they replayed it on the Golf Channel.
Was the question out of line to Furyk?
You're not supposed to throw anybody under the bus. Some people do. Some people don't phrase the question right. You're thinking in your mind, I want him to address his failure at the Ryder Cup, and I don't want to disrespect him because of all, I mean, in this case, a great golfer, whatever the field is. I mean, it's not like he's a rookie that was spouting off beforehand and didn't produce. So there's a fine line there, and it I think it just depends how much experience you have in the business, yeah, what kind of a question you forward. And obviously it doesn't come off right. It's when Bo gets upset. I mean, let's face it, the last time he kind of snapped at a reporter, it was a new guy who was from Texas, who had just started his sports gig with an Omaha television station, you know, asking him about want to after the UCLA game. Everybody probably remembers that. So you got to, you know, it's probably somebody Jim Furyk didn't really know.
Right.
So he didn't snap. So you just... That's the way I perceive it when it comes to media and the people you're interviewing. And when you interview them a lot, if you're just a beat reporter, say you cover the Reds every day or you cover the Lakers every day. I mean, if that's your gig, then sometimes you see it. There's just some reporters and players, some reporters and coaches that just don't get along. Right now, we're going to be getting ready to talk to Tony Harper. We're going to talk to Daryl Morris, UNK and Hastings College football. Bill Friedman's going to join us later on in the program. He's the executive director of The Journey, and that is aired for a number of seasons on the Big Ten Network. This season, they're doing Big Ten football, and there's an article or a piece on Nebraska next week. Mike Mounty from Penn State, John Simon from Ohio State, and also Denard Robinson of Michigan will be on the debut episode tomorrow night, and we'll talk with him about the program and some of the ideas that they have. Tuesday, the bowl matchups are out. A lot of room to go. Mark Schlabaugh, Brad Edwards from ESPN, both have Nebraska going to the Rose Bowl to play Southern California, which is just still a little bit unbelievable. And then you take a look at what's going on with our friends over at CBSSports.com, and they have the exact same pick. I'm telling you, it wasn't that great on Saturday. And I'm going to tell you something else, Damon Day. There's a fly in the studio. And I don't care if it's a commercial break or if we're live on the air. When you hear that's going to be one of us taking a swing at this fly and knocking him out. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get me a little UNK jersey. I'm going to put it on the fly because he's going to get knocked out too. And that's been, unfortunately, the story for the Lopers. And I don't know. I think maybe we just got to go to alternate uniforms. Daryl Morris joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Something, Daryl, is just not even funny anymore. It's not even fair.
No, it's been one of them tough old years for us. There's no question about that, you know. But that's the hand we've been dealt, and we got to play it, and we got to see if we can't bluff our way into a couple of wins here in the near future, and kind of get things turned around a little bit for our seniors for sure.
Well, we talked last Wednesday that you didn't say for sure, but it sure sounded like Flanagan and O'Neill Chambers weren't going to be able to play. They didn't play. Have we lost them for the year, or can we see them back later?
I think there's still an outside chance that they actually have taken Tommy Flanagan out of his boot, and now it comes down to a process of whether he's got a ligament that runs through a groove and a bone in his ankle, and if they can tape that thing down tight enough and keep that ligament in that groove, and he can still perform, then that, you know, we'll go that route. If they can't and it won't stay in the groove, then he's going to have surgery. O'Neill Chambers is still, in my opinion, several weeks out with his injury. We did lose Kenny Hill for a few weeks, I think, probably, or a couple weeks with a concussion, and Jack Douglas has to have an MRI on his ankle. And then, of course, Matt Berry's out 2-3 weeks, I think, probably.
Coach, we kind of – it's always funny. I always get to see you before I get on here. But you come off of last year, probably arguably one of the best UNK teams of all time. You graduate Jake Spitzelberger, and who was arguably one of the better offensive players, not only in the RMAC last season, but in the country. You graduate so many seniors. Now you come out this year, brand-new league, brand-new level of play. get hit by the injury bug? Is it a perfect storm? Is everything that could have gone wrong gone wrong?
Well, it probably would. That's probably a relatively accurate way to put it. I mean, if you're looking for some way to summarize our season so far, it looks like the perfect storm. And it started with Justin Swieberg breaking his ankle this summer, just horsing around with a buddy at the lake or whatever, and everything, the quarterback situation, having signed two different quarterbacks that both ended up leaving, and it's just been one of those things, had we come into the league a year ago with the football team that we had, I don't think we'd be 0-5 right now. But the injury bug is part of athletics, and we all understand that, but this has been a little bit abnormal for us, I think.
Talking with Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. Lindenwood got the job done over the Lopers at Lindenwood in St. Charles, Missouri, 49-28 on Saturday. All the injuries we've talked about, for the most part, have been on the offensive side of the football. Have you been affected on the defensive side of the football by injury?
Yeah, we have. I mean, again, Jack Douglas, will be out, and Kenny Hill will be out, and we lost Jack Wardine for the season-ending injury. Who's a Sandy Stanback, hasn't played, and probably didn't play last week, won't play this week. So, the defensive side of the ball as well as the offensive side of the ball. So the injury bug has not been, he's been. He'll take any side of the ball he can get right now on our football team, anyway.
So where do we go? You put in the true freshman Sean Flanagan, who you told us a couple of weeks ago you were trying to at least get prepped, and now I can't imagine that he is where you would want a starting quarterback to be. But he guides your offense. Where are you filling in with some new kids, and how are they doing?
Well, to start with Sean, he did a nice job. We put him in the ball game in the second half. Matt's hamstring was just ripping up, and he couldn't go any longer. And we appreciate Matt. He tried to tough it out and hobble around. So we put Sean in the game. He did a pretty nice job. We scored 3 touchdowns with him playing quarterback for us. He eluded a lot of guys chasing him. But he's not really in football shape. He's been a red shirt up until this point in time. He was dry heaving on the field. I almost called timeout one time so he could throw up. And I thought that might make him feel better. But we'll get him in shape this week, and he'll be the guy that'll take us offensively. And then the other kids, we're going to look at a few guys in the secondary that we were also planning on redshirting, George Manning and some of those guys, and see if they can't maybe help us out in the secondary a little bit, give us some depth or give us some alternative options in the secondary as well.
We're talking with Daryl Morris for another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It all looks gloom. What were the bright spots on Saturday?
Well, the bright spots are, we were down 42-7 at the half and came out of the locker room and played hard and scored some touchdowns, had another opportunity on a 4th-and-1 down around their 10, 9, 8-yard line and didn't get that. But, we fought hard. We played hard. There's no quit in our football team. And I think the guys understand we're not going to win a conference championship. We're not going to go to the playoffs. We're not going to a bowl game, but we've got 14 seniors on our football team that deserve everything we got, and I think we'll continue to do that.
Coach, Saturday, Truman State coming to town. What can you tell us about them?
A football team that's, I think they're 3-2. They're on a 2-game losing skid, but they lost to Fort Hays in a pretty tight ball game the other day. But they're a football team that's going to be a little bit more balanced than Lindenwood was. They'll run the football and throw it, but they're still going to throw it a fair amount. Not a big defensive football team, but quicker than even Lindenwood's defense was, and I thought they were pretty athletic. So I think it'll be in our particular situation and with a true freshman quarterback starting his first game, I think it'll be one people might want to come out and watch, because I can't tell you what's really going to happen.
That's what a coach always wants, the unsettling feeling here. Coach, you mentioned the balance of Truman State. Are you surprised? I guess I was under the impression that this was an NFC North type of a division where we were going to see a lot of teams just line up and run over you. And obviously, some of the teams most of the teams that you've faced already, including last week, been chucking the football all over the place.
Yeah, a lot of people would have thought that, and even I kind of thought a little bit about that this would be a little bit. The only team that's really brought the ball downhill against us was in the second half. Missouri Western began to do that because they really couldn't get from sideline to sideline on us. So, you know, it's been a league where they have thrown the football a fair amount. The thing that, you know, Lindenwood had, which was an outstanding receiving core and a quarterback that was just hotter than a firecracker. I mean, everything that guy threw was on the money, and they caught every one of them. So, you know, I don't think that Truman's going to throw the ball as much as Lindenwood, but they're still going to throw it a fair amount.
All right, Coach, we'll wish you the best of luck this weekend. And here's how I want to finish this out, because almost every week we've dominated the talk with injuries. Are you going to do you embrace that, or do you want to quit talking about it?
Well, you know, I think I've told the kids on the football team that we've got we can't lean on it. Certainly, it starts becoming an excuse after a while, and we're not into making excuses. I mean, we're just having a tough old year. We're playing good football teams, and right now we haven't been able to play a complete game and get things done the way we need to get them done. So, regardless of what the injury situation is, we got to put a team on the field. We got to demand that they play well, and that we work like crazy to win some ball games.
Well, we're going to get our crew together. We're going to paint 4077th on top of the locker room, and we're going to all dress up and be there for Saturday's football game at 2:30. So, Daryl, keep up the good work with you and your staff and the kids, and we'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Daryl. Daryl Morris, head football coach at UNK. What do you do, Coach? I guess that's kind of what Damon Day, co-host today. What do you do? I mean, inside, you have to chuckle because it's just so insane. I mean, it's not like you had a couple injuries. It's like everybody has been knocked out. You got Sam Cook. I mean, how many guys could you name, even if you're an avid Loper fan right now? Say you knew the 22 starters at the beginning of the year. How many of them could you name now?
Yeah, and that's, I mean, everybody, you expect to kind of maybe, a guy might miss a week, especially in the NFL. He might miss a week, maybe a two-week stretch, or, you know, we might have to go with this guy. But when you start getting into fourth or fifth down on the depth chart in any sport, and like Coach said, kids almost dry even on the field. There comes that point where you think, oh, I'm not going to play because I'm redshirting. Now all of a sudden that changes the complete landscape. And so, you know, unfortunately with injuries, you're right. It just, there's nothing you can do about it. There is literally, you can prepare your kids. You can lift. You can do everything. You can stretch them. You can do everything. But if the human body breaks down, there is no way to be precautionary when it comes to those types of injuries.
Well, maybe we can call Sean Flanagan Sunshine, and he can take our Titans to the next level. I'll tell you one thing. When this team does get up on somebody, they're going to steamroll them, because once you can finally get things going your way, they're not going to let up.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what happens when you kind of you lose a tough first one. You know, you kind of go back to what if we could have gotten that extra that little bit against Washburn 1-0. Then you never know what starts to happen. But now it's just an avalanche. Now it just keeps coming at you, and those are hard things to get away from. So. You know, I know the football staff there is going to continue to work and not make excuses and continue their butt off, and that's why I still continue to support them and go out and watch them.
2:30 on Saturday, Truman State. The Hastings College football team has the National Player of the Week and make it into the NAIA Top 25. Coach Harper joins us next. I'm going to go kill that fly.
It's autumn once again, and the leaves aren't the only things that have been falling. Hey, folks, Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates are among the lowest that we've seen since the Cadillac Coupe de Ville first rolled off the line right here in Detroit City back in 1949. Yep, that's right. You can get a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage for 3.5%, APR 3.81%, but you've got to call Quicken Loans right now. Call 888-800-4713 or go to quickenloans.com. Right now, that super low rate is just 3.5%, APR 3.81% for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. Our Quicken Loans mortgage experts put client service first. That's why we've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So call Quicken Loans at 888-800-4713 or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Here's a couple things you might not know about Jerseys in Kearney. They offer lunch under $6 every day, and there's something going on every night of the week. Like on Mondays, 45-cent wings. Tuesdays, happy day. That's happy hour all day long. There's a late-night happy hour Monday through Thursday from 9 until 11 p.m., not to mention free Wi-Fi, Keno and Trickle Cards. There's something every day for everyone at Jersey Sports Bar, your true neighborhood sports bar where the grill and the game are always on. Located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, Kearney.
Thursday, it's an NFC West showdown when the St. Louis Rams host the Arizona Cardinals. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Dial Global Radio Sports. Join Trent Green and me live from the Subway Fresh broadcast booth at the Edward Jones Dome for all the action. Can Kevin Cobb and the surprising Cardinals stay atop the division, or will Sam Bradford and the Rams shuffle the cards? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Thursday night, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we climb up to about 79 for a high. Winds out of the southwest will also develop from 5 to 10. With clear skies and a light south wind tonight, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 61.
Doug and Daddy's show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK. Burger King serves breakfast daily until 11 a.m. Try a sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich, or, as I did today, the ham, egg, and cheese sandwich with some tater tots. Today I went Dr. Pepper instead of the orange juice. I don't know. It was just a little later in the morning, Damon. Just a little later. Two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart, 56th Street and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema, 8th Street and 3rd Avenue. Also, Cozad, North Platte. And Lexington, Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College, is going to be joining us here in just a little bit. Oh, boy, did I sure waste a lot of paper today. Woo! Look at that. The fly is still alive here in the Doug and Daddy studios. Damon Day with me. Okay, I get it. Ha-ha, yeah, the Cowboys suck. All right, fine. It's terrible. It was rough to watch last night.
I actually did not get the opportunity to watch the game. And I did not see it fully, but that one's got to be a rough one for you, being a Cowboys fan, to lose at home like that
on Monday night.
On Monday night, in front of a national televised offense, a crowd. Basically, you got some offensive concerns. Where are you at in the Tony Romo?
Big Daddy, always wanted to get rid of him. I always wanted to keep him. But the whole story going into last night, and I guess I'm going to have to defend him again. It wasn't great. But just look on the game plan. You watch Jay Cutler going down the field all night long. You watch Tony Romo going 2 yards, 4 yards, 5 yards. Witten had a huge night because he's dumping it off. Because the whole talk was Dallas's offensive line is not very good. In fact, not very good as being nice. So he's got to dump it off. They have no chance to use their big-time receivers, and Dez Bryant catch the damn ball.
Yeah, that guy is – you start to see all the issues starting to come forward with that guy. Now he's turning into a guy that – your one job is to catch the ball, and now you can't even do that.
Because he sure doesn't block either.
No.
Got to block, got to run, got to catch, got to throw. Tony Harper joins us, head football coach at Hastings College. They've been doing a little bit of everything. Still got to shore up that defense a little bit. Quarterbacks are licking their chops when they are lining up right now against Hastings. But as coach said at the beginning of the year, Tony, you said, you know what? We may have to score 56 because we're giving up 49, but 40-30 is a victory.
It is, and as long as we got more points than them, I think we'll be okay.
Well, good way to put it. Johnny Dostal, start there. Here's a kid. Let's put it black and white. Here's a kid that you were not positive was going to be your starting quarterback 2 weeks before the season started, and I don't know how he can get better next week. He's the National Player of the Week this week.
Well, he's expected to get better every day. So, you know, and I think it's a lot of credit to John. It's a lot of credit to Dave Kamara, our quarterback's coach, and Joe Holzclaw. But, I mean, John, he's really flipped a switch from last year to this year, and you even said it 2 weeks prior to our first game, we had a quarterback battle. And, you know, and that's a credit to John, how he's approached everything. He's just doing a great job right now.
Tell me a little bit. He used his feet a little bit as well, and that hasn't been something. Is that necessity, or did you have some calls for him?
What those offensive coaches do over there, it's a great thing. They do a little bit of that ride stuff, read stuff, but where he's getting his yards with his legs is he's going through his progression. If one's not there, two's not there, three's not there, bam, he's going to take off and go. And it's not that he's had a lot of pressure from blitzing and things like that, because our O-line's doing a pretty good job there. The guys are just trying to keep him in the box. And John, you know, he's about 5'10", 5'11". He can run a little bit. He scoots up in there, and he just takes off, and he creates really good angles with his legs when he's out running.
Tony Harper, head football coach, Hastings College. Okay, tell me where we're at right now through the four games. Are teams throwing it 50 times like Dakota Wesleyan because they can, or are they doing it because you're shutting down their running attack? Because last couple of games, well over 400 yards passing, rushing not that much, but then again, they might not be running it as much as they normally would.
I think it's a couple things. I think, number one, we've been fortunate enough, and again, our offensive coaches and players have done a great job. We've been able to jump out pretty quick on all of our four games so far this year. So we're getting up 10, 14-point leads on people, and we're trying our best to make them, you know, match our tempo. So those guys are having to play a little catch-up. So part of it is because our offense is having a lot of success. But then on the negative standpoint of it, we've been out of position a lot of times. You know, 2 weeks ago against Briarcliff, we just played poor defense, poor calls. We weren't aligned correctly, and that's on us as coaches, especially me. Last week, I'm going to give Dakota Wesleyan a lot of credit. John Bain, I think, throwing the football-wise, I think he's one of the best, if not the best, in the conference. I mean, he put that ball to where only his guy could get it. But we got to shore some things up. We put in some different coverages that we haven't ran here for a few years. That kind of slowed him down the first half, but then he started getting rhythm. So it's going to be an ongoing process. We got to shore up this pass defense because we're starting to play some teams now. They're going to throw it even more than anybody we've seen so far. So we got a lot of work to do.
Nick Blunt hauled in a few of those bombs that were thrown up on Saturday as well. Tell me about this wide receiver.
You know, Nick, is we had him 2 years ago. He transferred in as a junior college guy. Coach Kamara actually coached him in high school, so that tells you how old both those guys are. But then last year we redshirted him. He came into this year. He's focused. He came in great shape. He's being a great leader for us out there, and that just helps Johnny out even more. You know, in the past we may have had one or two guys, depending on the game, make plays. But now, so far up until this last game, you know, we're John's throwing the ball around to five or six different guys. And when you got that many opportunities or that many weapons, there's always going to be that third or fourth guy that's going to slip behind the coverage. And that's what Nick was able to do, and John put it where it needed to be thrown, and he took off and nobody could catch him. So, Nick, we're very fortunate to have Nick back with us this year.
We're talking with Tony Harper, head football coach at Hastings College. Damon Day, my co-host, and before we get into next week, I look at the stats here the last couple of weeks, and I remember last year us talking about double-digit penalties and turnovers and just the things that maybe an undisciplined, I guess, I don't know if that's the word you want to use, but some things that you had hoped would be shored up in the second half of the season, and that does not seem to be a problem for you this year.
Well, you know, let's call it like it is. We are still, I don't know if we are leading the conference in penalties, but we're pretty daggum close up there. And we cannot be shooting ourselves in the foot, because there's going to be a point in time where we're in third and long, whether it's offense or defense, and we create a penalty and give the other team a first down or make ourselves be in a deeper hole. We still have to clean that up. We're having way too many penalties a game. I mean, I'm okay with 2 to 3, but we can't be having 8 or 9 and shooting ourselves in the foot. So we got a lot of work to do there. Now, on the turnover standpoint, our offense is doing a pretty good job, real good job of holding on to the ball. Defensively, we got to create more turnovers, and we'll just be working on that all this season.
Now, I have to be honest, I'm dyslexic, because you did have 9 penalties. Dakota Wesleyan had 5, and I thought it was reversed this week. So I apologize. I apologize for that.
That's okay. Sometimes those things happen.
I'll tell you what, though, I haven't seen 14 penalties yet, and I assume that's because the referees that usually called your games have been in the NFL until this past week, so that may change.
The speed of the game is a little bit slower for them.
Coach Damon Day here, and you know, you come off a big victory against a nationally ranked opponent. Obviously, I'm sure this around the facility this week, trap game. What are you guys as a coaching staff expecting from Dakota State, and what are you trying to instill in your guys going into this weekend, being it's a non-conference weekend after a big W that you guys had this past weekend?
Well, what we talked about as a coaching staff on Sunday was, number one, we got to continue to refocus on ourselves. We got to shore up the penalties. We got to make sure our alignment's correct. We got to improve from last Saturday to this upcoming Saturday. We're not even really talking Dakota State. We're more focused on ourselves, because our philosophy is, once you start looking outside what you can control, then you're going to forget what you can control, and you're going to make a lot of mistakes. So, one, we got to refocus on what we're doing. We did talk to our players a little bit on Sunday about being complacent, about, you know, the reason we are at the position that we're in right now is because you guys have not been taking days off or plays off. You have been pushing yourself and pushing yourself, and it's only going to get higher. So we expect to raise our level. We expect to refocus on our task at hand and go out there and play some good football. We got a lot of things we got to clean up, though, for us to be where we want to be toward the end part of this season.
What have you found? I mean, they're 0-6, but what are some things that they do?
These guys are going to throw the kitchen sink at you. I mean, they're running from a defensive standpoint. Last week against Concordia, they ran the radar defense. And that if you, and I know you guys have seen the radar before. You got people standing up, walking around. Heck, you don't know where they're coming from. So we got to make sure that we're staying within our system. We're identifying who we got to do to pick up on blitzes and things like that. And then offensively, they were running basically option the first two games of the season. And then against Concordia last week, they're in double tight, empty, you know, no back, and throwing the ball all over the place, which is not exactly our strong suit pass defense right now. So, you know, they're doing a lot of different things that we have not seen this year, and we're going to have to really, be honest with you, dumb it down and make sure we're playing within our scheme.
All right, Tony, this will be the third 21st-ranked team in the country that they have played, because Doan was 21st when they played him, Valley City State out of North Dakota was 21st when they play him, and now Hastings is 21. Those other two teams won, so it'll be a three-game winning streak for the 21s. We'll talk to you next Tuesday, buddy.
Thank you all. Have a good day.
Take care. So now Dakota State will snicker. They're 0-6, but they have played three nationally-ranked teams, two out of the GPAC. Doan beat them 35-14 in Crete, and Northwestern beat them 47-12. Northwestern in Orange City, Iowa, at home. This one on the road, so don't be surprised if this one is a little bit closer through no fault of Hastings' performance. And you know what? I got to ask you this, Damon, being the coach, because I hear this all the time. When coaches say we got to focus on ourselves, that usually means one of two things. We're a heavy favorite, or we're a heavy underdog.
Oh, yeah. No, I kind of chuckled it right after I asked the question, because that's coaching 101 right there. Anytime you pull the old, you know, we're just worried about what we can do, that pretty much means that you should be doing something, or you have no chance of doing something. So, but no, it's true, though, also. You do have to control a lot of what you can control, and I'm sure this week that's what they're focused on, because it is a big trap game. I mean, it's not, like you said, they have played a tough schedule. You're starting to get that feeling. They're probably starting to look forward to playing some Morningside, you know, getting Doan in there. And so, yeah, I'm sure that that's going to be Coach Harper's number one thing is to get these guys fired up and get them ready to play.
They also play Briarcliff and Dort before the end of the season, does Dakota State. One other note here. It looks like Ohio State running back Jordan Hall suffered a partial tear of his PC ligament in his right knee during Ohio State's win against Michigan State. Meyer called him doubtful for this Saturday's game. He's rushed for more yards than any other Buckeye this season, but that's only 218. So Carlos Hyde looks like he'll be starting in his place. I know people, Husker fans are going to buy into this game by Saturday. I've got to make sure that I keep focus and pick Ohio State.
Really?
I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Because the more I'm thinking about Saturday, I'm still trying to figure out, and I talked with Sean Callahan, and don't forget our Husker lunch tomorrow with Steve Sipple, and I'll tell you more about it. I still can't figure out if, are you more impressed by Nebraska just staying the course, wearing Wisconsin down, which you didn't think you'd ever be able to do at the beginning of the year, wear down a team the caliber of Wisconsin, which is exactly what they did, or is it more concerning about the mistakes that they made in this football game?
I go all the way back to UCLA, because that's the type of quarterback we're going to see this weekend against Ohio State. That's right. I don't go back to seeing – I don't think of the Wisconsin game whatsoever. That was a game I thought the Huskers, you know, even though they fell down early, I thought that they were the better team and were going to win. I think that going into the Got him.
I missed the fly again.
Oh no,
got him!
Dead fly.
99 fly. You ain't flying around no more. PETA, don't call.
But I think I go back to the UCLA game from the standpoint of that quarterback for UCLA was very athletic, moved around the pocket, could throw, could run, did it with both. That's where I'm more concerned with what are we going to do to stop Braxton Miller. Because last year, we didn't have a chance of that comeback that we had, the Huskers had last year, doesn't happen if Braxton Miller stays healthy.
No, and yeah, you're right.
I mean, so that's where my whole thing is, where are we going to be in stopping the Denard Robinson type of quarterback, the Braxton Miller type? What are we going to do with the dual threat guy? This weekend, let's face it, we did exactly what we needed to do, wear them down. Then our running game kind of took over. But Wisconsin didn't have a clue offensively of what they were trying to do.
And the one thing that I think, and I hope this isn't made up this week, Nebraska was focused on avenging the loss to Wisconsin. I don't think Ohio State is focused on avenging the loss to Nebraska because of Urban Meyer and a new coaching staff, even though the coach is still on Urban's staff. I don't see that as a big motivational deal this week for Ohio State.
I agree. I think Ohio State is Mr. The NCAA is against us. Everybody's against us. We don't have any, you know, we're going to go out and go
Let's run the table.
Yeah, let's run the table and we'll see and then we'll let, you know, so I think that's more. And my brother's an Ohio State grad, so I get it from him all the time. You know, that's what they're preaching down in Ohio. That's what they're talking about in Columbus is this whole lack of respect because of what the NCAA's done to them. It wasn't that big of a deal. You know, they overpunished them. I mean,
we should all get fake tattoos this week. If you're a Nebraska fan, get fake tattoos to wear to the Ohio State game. That's what it's all about. Hey, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, Bill Friedman, executive producer of The Journey on the Big Ten Network. It debuts Big Ten football tomorrow. He's going to be joining us. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And don't forget, folks, if you're in Hastings today, it is Bronco Talk at Valentino's in Hastings from noon until 1, so slip on by. Tomorrow, it is our Husker Lunch every Wednesday at Cunningham. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be on hand to recap Wisconsin, preview Ohio State, give you his thoughts on the Tom Osborne legacy, and answer all your questions. Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12, and then Steve Sipple from 12 to 1. It's free to come out if you want to get lunch on your own, and we suggest you do because it's so good. And we had a full house last week, I think because it was so nice and because T.O. announced his retirement about 5 minutes before the show came on the air. But come on out tomorrow to Cunningham's. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back with Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network with a new show coming up right after this.
Get to Subway this October for two great ways to treat your taste buds, both at a great value. Try the Mangialicious Meatball Marinara, featured $5 footlong of October, or feast on the newest $6 footlong special, the new Tuscan Chicken Melt, loaded with juicy seasoned chicken, melty cheese, and a zesty balsamic vinaigrette. Hurry in today for big-time flavor at a great value. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only, plus applicable tax prices and participation may vary. Prices higher and less than Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance has got me reflecting a bit. You know, about all the places I've been so far, all the nice folks I've met, and all the money GEICO saved them. I mean, if I had a dollar for every time I saved somebody money on car insurance, I could retire tomorrow. But then, I'd have to stop my journey across America. I'd never get to visit Collinsville, Illinois, and see the world's largest bottle of ketchup. Well, there's no way I'm going to miss that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association. Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we climb up to about 79 for a high. Winds out of the southwest will also develop from 5 to 10. With clear skies and a light south wind tonight, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 61.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. They just keep on taking care of their customers. Check them out at thinkmidway.com and like them on Facebook because they're always giving you updates, maybe daily, maybe weekly. You're going to get specials. You're going to find out the very latest that's going on at the Midway Auto Dealerships. You're going to find out how you can get in and out of the Mopar Express lane in less than 30 minutes with the oil change, and they take care of you even without an appointment. You can take care of maybe some auto credit, online financing, and browse through Midway specials. Find discounts, rebates, and offers that will help you decide which vehicle is right for you. If you're looking for a little extra motivation to pull the trigger on a pre-owned car purchase, you'll find what you need as well. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac and Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're also there for you at thinkmidway.com. There is plenty of other sports action to talk about. Baseball, obviously, Damon, is coming down to the wire. This one game, I don't even understand the playoffs anymore. I'm going to be honest, I don't get it.
Yeah, they basically said that the wild cards had won too many World Series, and basically being a wild card didn't matter if you won a division or a wild card, so they added in a second wild card, basically with the mindset of whoever plays the one play-in game to the playoffs will have to burn their number one pitcher. But they forgot to take into account, well, they may not be able to throw their number one in the playing game because they got to play all the other. I mean, you got to almost play maybe your full Wednesday, 162.
Yeah, maybe Wednesday night you need him just to get to the playing
game. Yeah. So it's kind of – it's a very interesting concept. You would like to maybe see it go 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
To be the fourth team or something along those lines. But, you know, I don't know. I guess – and it's obviously for TV and it's obviously, you know, but – but I just remember as a kid, it didn't go this long. It just, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, what is it? They call it Jeter now, Mr. November.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just kind of
November baseball.
Yeah. I mean, it's and I'm the most diehard of diehard baseball guys, and I mean, I don't even stay up for all the games because they're too late. My son gets to not even watch, but maybe the half hour, you know, the half hour pre-show. And it's bedtime for them. I mean, baseball is doing their own great job of not getting people engaged in their sport. I mean, why does everybody watch the NFL? Because the games are on at a time where people can watch.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
Thank God the kids were to bed before the end of the last night's Monday Night Football game. Girls District Golf is wrapping up today. Lachlan in Hastings hosting the A3 with the Tigers playing, and Jackrabbit Run in Grand Island hosting the C1. Central City's there, Donovan, Central Catholic, St. Cecilia, St. Paul, Wood River among those. Teams that qualified yesterday, Grand Island won the A2 District, paced by Abbiato and Torrey Pierce, who finished second and third. Adams Central was the runner-up in the B3 District, paced by McKenna Reed. Individually, Kristen and Bell of Aurora and Megan Canfield of Northwest made it. In the B4 district, Brenna Canoose of Holdridge made it individually. And in the C4, we joked about it a little yesterday, the Class C, they're playing at the toughest course here, and that is Gothenburg's Wild Horse. But Minden wins it, followed by Valentine and Gothenburg. And individually, Gibbons, Micah Stahl, and Elizabeth Johnson, along with Briley Grosskreutz of Kearney Catholic, will be headed to state. And the state meet is next week all over the place. Class A is at the Norfolk Country Club. Class B is at Mahoney in Lincoln. And Class C is at Quail Run in Columbus. So best of luck to those young ladies.
Is Gothenburg the toughest course in the state?
No. No, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure I haven't played the toughest course in the state. Gothenburg is fair. It's difficult, but it is fair.
Well, what would you say is the toughest difficult, the most difficult course in
now,
the state?
Now, it sounds to me like Sandhills is in Mullen. I have had the opportunity. I've had a chance to go play and never have, which is what it is. Valentine evidently is coming along. The changes they're making to Dismal out there are things. I mean, that Cambridge has got a nice, tough, long golf course. It just depends how long you want to play it. But I would guess, I would think, I don't know, you throw Firethorn in there, you throw the Omaha Country Club in there. If you're talking about every single course in the state, I think Sandhills would be number one.
Fair enough.
I will see if any of our golfing brethren will fire in a
I've had the pleasure of playing Dismal. Beautiful, epic, phenomenal golf course. Did not care for the greens.
Fast.
Fast is... I'm all for fast. I love old school country club greens that are fast, where there's some slight undulations. I don't appreciate fast going down a 9 foot.
You mean where you put the ball on the wrong side of the hole and you've got no chance?
No, where you put the ball right where you wanted to put it and you have no chance.
That's never happened to me. So we've got volleyball going on tonight on Classic Hits 98.9. Ravenna hosting Wood River and Shelton in the Triangle that gets underway at 5 o'clock. Tri-Cities teams. Kearney is at Aurora. Adams Central's at Grand Island Central Catholic. Hastings is at Northwest. St. Cecilia and Broken Bow travel to Centura for I-Triangular. Grand Island will be hosting Bellevue East. That is the volleyball tonight. Coming up, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and our chat with Bill Friedman from the Big Ten Network's The Journey right after this.
If Wells Fargo is giving their customers a free credit score, it's definitely worth looking into.
As part of our limited-time promotion, we're also giving customers a complimentary credit report. We can talk about ways your credit score affects your ability to borrow and the interest rates you'll pay.
I like that.
Stop into Wells Fargo from now until November 15, 2012, and ask a banker about how to get your personal access code to obtain a free credit score and complimentary credit report. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. See a banker for specific promotion details.
Okay, Greeny, here's the situation. There's 2 minutes on the clock. You got to score a hotel room now. Run the play.
What? Golic, did you play without a helmet?
Hey, I'm talking La Quinta in the two-minute drill.
What two-minute drill?
LQ's instant hold. Just use your smartphone and punch in your phone number. You'll hold a room tonight in under 2 minutes. Well, really more like a few seconds.
So really it's more like a few seconds drill.
There's no few seconds drill in football.
La Quinta Inns and Suites takes care of you so you can take our business.
Instant hold your next day on your smartphone at LQ.com.
Martinez gets the shotgun snap. Has time, sets, throws. Pulled in by Kyder Reed for 6 more points. O'Brien turns, hands off Monte Ball. Hit in the backfield. He stopped. He's short of the first down. Pushing to the 50. Sheds a tackler. 45, 40, 35. Inside the 35.
Hi, this is Steve Sipple, columnist for the Lincoln Journal Star. Let's talk some Husker football at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney this Wednesday.
Seated by Alive Doug and Daddy at 11. Steve Sipple shortly after 12. See you there Wednesday. Brought to you by Graham Tite. Home Federal Savings Bank and Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we climb up to about 79 for a high. Winds out of the southwest will also develop from 5 to 10. With clear skies and a light south wind tonight, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now it's 61.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget to vote on our poll question yesterday. Which stat from the psychotic Baylor-West Virginia game is the most stunning? 60% of you said it was Geno Smith throwing for more touchdowns, 8, than he had incompletions with 6. 25% said the team's combining for over 1,500 yards, and 15% saying the three players had 200-plus receiving yards. I don't need 70-63. I suppose it's entertaining once in a while. Which team's record is more surprising, Damon Day? That is our question for the day. 0-4 Saints, 4-0 Cardinals. Which team's record is more surprising?
0-4 Saints.
I'm going to go 4-0 Cardinals. Yep. I'm going to vote Cardinals because I at least thought this could happen to the Saints. I didn't think this could happen with the Cardinals.
I never thought that a Drew Brees team would be 0-4.
Well, they shouldn't be.
I mean, I just
they shouldn't be. They should be 2-2.
I figured
that's great. They should beat Green Bay.
When I sit down and think of that, Drew Brees, no chance.
Rolling on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow night is the Big Ten Network's debut of The Journey, Big Ten football. Some of you may have got into basketball, The Journey, last year. Unfortunately, Bill Friedman, our next guest, there probably wasn't a whole lot of people getting too deep into the Nebraska basketball segment of The Journey. You know how football this state is. But welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We're looking forward to the debut on Wednesday night.
Thanks so much. It's great to talk to you, Doug.
Tell me a little bit about, I mean, are we doing baseball next, or is it just kind of depends how it goes? Was this a big scheme idea when it first started?
You know, it's kind of been a part, more of an evolution, I would say. You know, when we started, you know, the Journey's history has been, you know, we first started it, we followed just one school. We did Minnesota basketball back in Tubby Smith's first year, and then Illinois football the year after they went to the Rose Bowl. And they were really good shows, but we felt that we weren't really serving our entire audience. You know, we're just serving, at the time, 1/11th and now 1/12th. So we decided with the next time we did it to do when we did it with basketballs, let's try to look at it as a documentary of the entire conference and try to touch on every team throughout the season when it's appropriate. And we did that with basketball, and it worked really well the first year, and we decided to do a second season, and it kind of just continued to snowball. And then after the second season, we started saying, wouldn't it be great if we could do this for football? And we wanted to wait one more year just to kind of, you know, lay some groundwork and foundation with the coaches and the schools. And, you know, this was the right fall to do it.
Bill Friedman is the executive producer of The Journey, Big Ten Football. What have you learned while doing this series?
Well, you know, one of the things that I've learned is that there, certainly from the basketball series and our first episode so far with football, there's just a lot of really interesting people in the Big Ten, and we're blessed with that. You know, we do not have a shortage of interesting stories to tell, and I think that's really what our show strives to do, is to take the helmet off, take the pads off, and say, you know, who is this person, and not who is this player or who is this coach. And when you do that, I think you find out a lot of interesting things. You find out a lot of interesting connections. A lot of these guys, you know, there might be a player at Michigan and a player at Minnesota, but they knew each other in high school, or they played against each other in high school, or their dads played together. There are all these interesting kind of connections and lineage between the schools that's really interesting for us to uncover and tell.
And, of course, with Nebraska just getting into their second full year here in the Big Ten Network, I think it's interesting that the Big Ten Network, and the schools involved seem to be working pretty good together. It wasn't that hard to get deep access to what you want, is it?
I think there's absolutely a spirit of collaboration amongst those three entities. You know, I think the schools look at it as, you know, this is an opportunity for exposure, you know, for them, and that's a good thing. You know, like, you take our network as compared to, say, a national network. You know, the national network's got to follow the entire college football landscape. So, you know, when they look at the Big Ten, they might pinpoint 3 or 4 or 5 places that they want to highlight and maybe do a kind of a feature story on or some coverage. Whereas for us, we only look at 12 schools, and so we want to make sure they're all out there. We want that because we look at that as helping the conference as a whole. So yeah, there's a spirit of collaboration. It's not a scenario where I think you walk in and every door is open to you and you can just run wild. I don't think that's beneficial to us or to the school. So there's an understanding, there's a foundation. I think I've certainly seen it with basketball that with each passing year, there's just a greater comfort level and familiarity, and I expect that to continue this year when we do our basketball show. You know, there are always some new faces. Obviously, one of them this year is in Lincoln, and we're excited to work with Coach Miles for basketball. But, you know, for us with the football, we're all new. We're kind of new to all 12 of these coaches this year, and with each passing week, they get a little more, hey, we know what these guys are doing, and we understand how they can help us. And so, you know, on we go.
We're talking with Bill Friedman, the executive producer of The Journey, and Big Ten football debuts tomorrow night at 6:30 Central Time on the BTN. And the first episode, I think,
for me, it's interesting in all three aspects as far as your guess. Denard Robinson, and boy, it sure hasn't started like he had hoped. Then with Nebraska playing Ohio State, you're going to have John Simon, and you'll hear some quotes from Urban Meyer. And then the guy that that I have liked, and we got to talk to him at Media Days the last 2 years, and unfortunately how things have changed at Penn State for Mike Mowdy. Start there with Mike and what it's like working with Penn State right now.
Sure. Well, you know, we one of the things that we want our show to do is, you know, we want to develop characters. You know, like we look at it as a one show, but also as a 10 show production, because that's really what it is. And we want to show that, you know, we want to introduce someone like a Mike Mowdy in episode one, knowing, you know what, we're probably going to revisit his story later in the year.
Sure.
You know, maybe like on a senior day or something. And that's the kind of stuff we want to do, so that when we go back and do that later in the year, if you've been a regular viewer of our show, you kind of know a little bit about him, and you're invested. You know, one of the greatest compliments that our staff gets, you know, usually through social media with this show is, you know, I'm an Ohio State fan, and I'm kind of born to not like Michigan. But you know what? I saw your story on Player X, and I respect that kid. And that's what we try to do. And if we can cross those lines, then that's really great. And I think when you see our Michael Mowdy story, you know, whatever your thoughts are about Penn State, I think you'll have a lot of respect for this kid and what he means to that program and what he represents in college football.
Yeah, when we chatted with him, trying to tell the fan that it's different. He's a great kid. He's a great man and a good football player. Denard and John, what can you tell us about their stories tomorrow night?
Well, absolutely. I think those are trying, again, for us to try to let you know where these guys come from a little bit and who they are. You know, one of the real neat things in the John Simon piece is we went back to his hometown of Youngstown, Ohio, which I know for Nebraska fans is a place of importance, because I believe that's where Coach Pelini hails from.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a Big Ten connection there. And, you know, he's known as being a real big workout guy, kind of like a workout warrior, I think, is a term I've heard used before with him. And when we went back to his home in Youngstown, we interviewed his father, and he kind of showed us around the little weight room they had built at their home. And you'll be surprised as to what it looks like. It's certainly not a little bench in somebody's basement. And that's kind of neat to see, you know, like, okay, well, now I get it. And with Denard, one of the things we were able to do is, you know, he'd kind of made an offhanded comment this year during the Olympics that, you know, he thought he could run with Usain Bolt. Well, we were like, well, that's interesting. And we went back to his hometown of Deerfield Beach, Florida, and talked with, you know, he actually was a track sprinter in high school, and we actually dug up some footage of him running track in high school. So I think that's something that people will really remember when they see our first show. And this just in, he's pretty fast.
we noticed that as he ran by most of our Husker defenders last year. Just a couple of moments left with Bill Friedman, the executive producer of The Journey, which debuts the Big Ten football portion of their show tomorrow night. Have you already done a Nebraska piece, or do you know the idea for a Nebraska piece that you've got upcoming?
Well, funny you should ask. We're actually, my producer is going to be traveling out to Nebraska tonight, and we're going to be on campus with the Huskers tomorrow. One of the things that we're trying to look at is doing a little combo piece on the IBACs, on Rex and Amir Abdullah, and kind of how that's an interesting tandem and how they're kind of, you know, their excellent performance so far this year is bringing back memories of IBACs, of great IBACs of old. And we're hoping to get a little time also with Coach Osborne in that piece, you know, who can kind of put perspective and context as to what the IBAC position means to Nebraska, because we know that's a very special part of the Cornhusker tradition.
How many times have you went in going to do a story at a school and say, okay, we got story A, you get on campus and you go, wait a minute, this is more interesting, and you change what you're focusing on?
All the time. I can give you an example. You know, my producer who went out to do the Mike Mowdy piece, they spent a little time at his apartment, and they were kind of just looking around, and she noticed on the wall that there is a poem, and it's entitled Mowdy. And she asked Mike, so what's this? And he's like, oh, this is a poem my mom wrote. And she's like, oh, that's interesting. And, you know, so we asked him some questions about it and had him read a little bit of it. And you'll see that on our episode. And that's, you know, that's what we do. You know, there's a difference. You know, you can write stories and you can listen to things. But when you're there and you can physically see it and you can bring it to life, you know, that's, you always have to be willing to adjust on that. And, you know, we don't, you know, who knows what, maybe we'll be at Nebraska and find something different tomorrow. But, you know, that's kind of our plan going in. I think you have to have a plan going in, and that's that. And, you know, I also want to say, you know, that'll be in show two, which is going to air on October 10th. We're also going to go to the Nebraska-Ohio State game on Saturday night in Columbus and shoot that. You know, part of our show is we do kind of a specialized game treatment that, you know, gets a little bit more access, you know, at the games, you know, bus arrivals, warm-ups, et cetera. Occasionally we'll be invited into a locker room pregame or postgame. You know, that's always kind of up to the school's discretion, and we always will respect that. But we're going to be at that game, and, you know, we try to shoot those games, you know, to use a metaphor and as a compliment to them, not as a brag about us, but, you know, under the NFL films kind of style, we really pick our music well and shoot close-ups and artistry cinema type shots during the football games. And I think if you watch our two highlights in this week's show, you know, we were at Ohio State, Michigan State, and Penn State, Illinois, you'll see what I'm talking about. And I just want to let the Nebraska fan base know that they can expect that next week from the Ohio State game.
It's Wednesday night at 6:30. Last question I've got for you, Bill, is anything down the road that has you excited that we're going to see on the journey this season?
Well, I can't reveal all my secrets now, can I?
Or you're like me and we're not sure. We're looking for more cool stories.
Well, really, you know, to be honest with you, you know, we have a bunch of ideas currently on lots of things. We really want to be adaptable because the storylines change. You know, I mean, if I had asked you on August 31st, do you think and I said, here's my prediction for what all the records of the Big Ten teams will be after 5 weeks, you'd have said, Bill, you're crazy. And so that's why you don't want to get too committed to something too ahead of time, because you never know what might happen. And when that happens, the beauty of our show is that we can adjust to that. You know, just this week, perfect example. Like, last week I wasn't planning on doing anything on Iowa in show two. And this kid, Mark Weissman, you know, he basically forced my hand. You know, he said, hey, you know, this is the third straight week I'm going to have a great running game, and I'm a walk-on. I transferred from Air Force for interesting reasons. I'm from suburban Chicago, and, you know, nobody really looks at him as a running back. So, you know, he's an interesting story, and the time's right this week to do it. So we have to, you know, you change and you make some calls, and, you know, sure enough, we're in Iowa today shooting that story. So if there are any Hawkeye fans listening, you know, Mark Weissman will be featured in show two. So
It just looks like it's going to be another great season. Obviously, when you talk football, and Nebraska is going to be tuning in. Bill, thanks so much for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, and we look forward to watching another great season of the Journey.
Doug, we appreciate it, and for anyone that's interested in following us, our Twitter handle is @BTNJourney.
Sounds good, Bill. Thanks so much.
Hey, Doug, I hope you like the show. Let us know what you think.
You bet, buddy. We sure will, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bill Friedman joining us here, the executive producer of the Journey Big Ten Football, tomorrow night, 6:30, Big Ten Network on Charter. It's Channel 42, or BDN HD is on 822. If you got Dish, 439, DirecTV, 610. And as Jeffrey says, set your DVR up to record the series all season long, every Wednesday at 6:30. These are the kind of series that are cool, because you start looking at programs, you're just going, why would I pay attention? All of a sudden, there's a story to pay attention to.
Oh, I love the behind the scenes. I love the Hard Knocks. I love, you know, Extra Innings on NBC's got a new one. I don't know exactly what it's called, but they got a great one where they kind of pick a series for 3 or 4 days. And I just love to see the behind-the-scenes stuff, whether it's football or anything. Just seeing how people go about doing their business is really interesting to me.
And also, Big Ten Elite debuts tonight at 7 o'clock. You'll get to see the story behind seven great football and basketball squads and why they're among the conference's elite teams of all time. The Nebraska team that they have chosen is the 1994 football team, so be looking for that. The first squad featured will be 97 Michigan football, who was co-national champions with Nebraska. I'm sure that might be brought up during the show tonight at 7 o'clock. It is time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia.
Are you insinuating a slight?
Come on, James. You hate the Huskers, but you love Jim Furyk.
I love Jim Furyk.
It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. A $25 gift card to the first person that answers one of our trivia questions right. If you've not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. And let's get it started. As we go to the phone lines, who are we chatting with?
This is Byron.
How you doing today?
All right.
All right. Here's the question. This could be very easy, or you might put your head through a brick wall. Who was the head football coach at Ohio State last year?
Lou Fickell.
God, you guys are right. It was too easy. It was too easy. Oh, never again. Never again. If I'm told it's too easy, then it's too easy. Okay, let's see how smart you are. How many Heisman Trophy winners has Ohio State had? Oh, see, I should have asked that one. Well, not that I didn't want you to win, but at least you wouldn't have got it right off the bat. Six different times. Of course, Archie Griffin won it twice, so they had five players win it six different times, three times before Archie won it. Then you had Troy Smith, then you had Eddie George. So of recent memory to Ohio State. Well, you got the $25 gift card. Hang on the line, and Jeff will get you hooked up with your $25 gift card. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You guys are right. I thought that would be great.
No.
Damn it, I can't remember his name. I feel bad.
That was a little easier one.
I feel slighted.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. Some weeks we're on here for 15 minutes, it seems like. Others, I ask a question like...
Who the head coach at Ohio State was last year?
Stupid. I thought that would be a good one. Dang it. All right, there you go. We want to thank Tony Harper and Daryl Morris, head football coaches at Hastings College and UNK, for joining us as they do every Tuesday. To Bill Friedman, the executive producer of The Journey, Big Ten football debuts tomorrow night at 6:30 on the Big Ten Network. Tomorrow, our Husker Lunch, live from Cunningham's Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. We'll have our Loper Link, and Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star will be there at the end of the program. And then talk to you Husker fans from 12 to 1 at Cunningham's. Damon Day, thanks, man.
Thank you, brother.
We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.